你是所讲的几个原则，是我个人觉得教会里头啊，这个做事该有的依据。
The 10 principles I'm going to talk this time is my personal feeling that this should be the basis for what we do in this church.
那么我们也借着这些原则来看看我们自己的教会。
Through these 10 principles, we can also review the condition of our church.
看看我们从前怎么样，现在怎么样，将来怎么样。
We look at how was it in the past, present, and in the future.
那么今天我们要讲第三个原则。
Today we'd like to talk about the third principle.
就是要遵从主的大使命。
That we should obey the great commission the Lord gave us.
我觉得教会生存在地上一个主要的目的就是要建立基督的身体。
I feel that the main goal of this church existed on earth is to build the body of Christ.
这是神最后的一个目的，这个对于教会的这个目的就是要让他的儿子在教会的里面的充满了荣耀。
The main goal of a church is eventually that his son will receive a full of glory in this church.
那么在建立基督身体的里面，第一步的工作就是领人信耶稣。
In building a church, the first step is to lead others to believe in Jesus.
那么在马太福音二十八章十八节到二十节。
In Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20,
使徒行传第一章第八节，
Acts 1, verse 8,
主耶稣给了门徒一个所谓传福音的大使命。
The Lord Jesus gave his disciples a great commission.
马太福音二十八章主要门徒到天下去来传说主的福音。
Matthew 28, the Lord Jesus told his disciples to go to the end of the world to teach, to preach gospel.
刚才你讲的，只要使万民做我的门徒。
He said that all the people will become my disciples.
在使徒行传那里，主耶稣对门徒说，要他们到地极去为他做见证。
In Acts 1:8,The Lord said, go to the end of the world to give testimony for me.
这个都是要带领人来信耶稣。
All this meant to lead others to believe in Jesus.
因此上，我们信耶稣的人，若是不传福音，不做见证的话，
Because of that, if we Christians not to preach gospel or not to give our testimony,
不但浪费了我们的光阴，
Not only we are wasting our time.
那也许我们觉得不传福音跟浪费光阴怎么可以拉在一起？
We may think, what is the relationship between not preaching the gospel and wasting of time?
假如我们相信主拯救了我们，放我们在这里是为着侍奉他而活的话，
If we do believe the Lord saved us and put us here to serve him and to live for him,
假如我们生活的目的是为了主的话，
If our goal of our life is to live for God,
假如我们不传福音，我们的确是浪费了光阴。
If we do not preach the gospel, indeed we are wasting our time.
假如你只是觉得在世上为了享乐还有其他的目的的话，那么当然你就不必接受这一个评这个评语。
If your goal of life is for enjoyment or other goals, of course, you do not have to accept this statement.
你不但浪费了光阴，你而且失去了许许多多的喜乐。
Not only you have wasting your time, you also have lost a lot of joy.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们，你若是没有领人归耶稣的话，你就没有尝试过这个世上最大的喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, if you have never led others to to the Lord Jesus Christ, then you have never tasted the greatest joy in this world.
传福音不是一个痛苦的事情，传福音是一件喜乐的事情。
To preach gospel is not a suffering thing. It is a joyful thing to do.
纵然这个听着你传福音的人没有立刻就信耶稣，你也有喜乐。
Even though the person who hear you preach to him will not receive the Lord immediately, but still you will have joy.
因为你觉得你已经在主的面前做了顺服的事。
Because you have done a thing which is obedient to God's commandment.
我们每做了顺服主的事情，我们一定有喜乐。
Every time when you obey the Lord's word, you always have joy.
所以那些领人信主的人，他们都可以告诉你，在这个中间有很大的喜乐。
So those who have led others to the Lord Jesus Christ, they all can tell you it is a joyful thing to do.
你若是没有传过福音，没有领人信耶稣，你失去了喜乐。
If you have never preached the gospel or lead others to the Lord Jesus Christ, you have lost a lot of joy.
那么你不但浪费了光阴，不但失去了许多的喜乐。
Not only you have wasting your time or lost a lot of joy.
你更违背了主的命令。
You also have disobeyed the commandment of the Lord.
你明明知道主耶稣基督对你说，去使万民做我的门徒。
Because you know that the Lord Jesus said,Go, therefore, and teach all nations.
去传做我的见证。
Go to the end of the world to be my testimony.
你坐在那个地方不动，你完全忽视这一个命令。
You're sitting there neglecting what the Lord say.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一件很严重的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very serious thing.
所以我们应该要用这个眼光来看。传福音的事。
So when we look at preaching the gospel, we should use that kind of perspective.
我很感谢主，我觉得我们的教会在传福音的方面有一些的侍奉。
I really thank the Lord in our church, preaching the gospel, we have a lot of service.
我们有布道会。
We have evangelistic meetings.
我们有教会按时的探访。
We have a regular visitation program.
在探访的工作上，我们也着重去探访慕道的不幸的朋友。
When we visit, we will visit some seekers. They are not believers yet.
我们也有分区的探访。
We also have some regional visitation.
我们也支持了不少的宣道士跟宣道的机构。
We have supported a lot of missionaries and mission organizations.
我觉得这些都是很可喜的事情。
All these are very joyful things we have done.
我也觉得主因着这些侍奉，不时的赐给我们一种结果子的喜乐。
I believe the Lord have given us a fruitful joy because of this, all these services.
也因为我们在这一方的侍奉，主就维持了这个教会一线的生气。
Because of all those ministries, the Lord have kept a stream of our liveliness here.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，一个不传福音的教会是一个死的教会。
Brothers and sisters, a church who do not preach the gospel is a dead church.
一个不传福音的教会是一个没有生气的教会。
If a church does not preach gospel, it's a church without any liveliness.
因为我们在传福音上面有一些负担，所以这个教会有一线的生气。
Because we have some burden to preach gospel, and that's why this church has a stream of liveliness.
所以我们进入到教会里面，我们就觉得这里有生命。
When we enter this church, we feel there's life here.
但是我也感觉到我们有许许多多软弱的地方。
But I also feel that there are still some weaknesses here.
要求主的恩典 帮助我们在这些方面来改进。
We will ask the grace of God to help us to improve it.
我觉得我们最主要的是缺乏了一种普遍的传福音的热心跟朝气。
I think we still lack a general zeal and desire to do this.
这个在许多的地方可以反映得出来。
I can see this from several aspects.
第一点，在布道会的前之前，我们没有热烈的、迫切的祷告。
First, before every evangelistic meeting, we do not have a zealous prayer.
也许弟兄姊妹们说，我每次在布道会之前都为布道会祷告的。
Maybe some brother and sister said, I always pray before any evangelistic meeting.
但是我所讲的不是没有祷告，而是没有那种热烈的、一种迫切的那种祷告。
I'm not saying that we have not prayed, but I'm saying we are lacking of that zealous and devoted prayer.
我觉得在传福音、在布道会之前，教会应该聚集在一起，专门为世上的灵魂要祷告。
I feel before every evangelistic meeting, we should gather together and pray for those lost souls.
我们也没有一种热切的邀请的工作。
We have not actively tried to invite others.
第二，只有少数人参加教会跟分区的探访。
The second is only a few people in this church join the visitation program.
并且在探访的事情上，我们也看不出太多的热心。
Even when we visit, we do not show much zeal.
因为我们看不到事先有充分的准备。
Because we do not have a good preparation before our visit.
在过去不久，我建立了一个所谓的探访网。
Not too long ago, I have established a so-called visitation network.
对这件事情的反应，到目前为止，我只是说相当的冷淡。
The response to that until today, I can say is very cold.
弟兄姊妹们说，我们不能够侍奉，因为好像没有一种的方针，没有一种的计划。
Sometimes brothers and sisters say we cannot serve because we do not have a method or we do not have a planning.
那么你设计了一个方针、一个计划，他又觉得有太多的束缚。
When we plan some kind of planning or have some method to do it, they feel that there's too much limits, too much bounty.
这个真正的问题就是我们心的冷淡。
The basic problem is our cold heartedness.
你假如心冷淡，你不愿意摆上去传福音，什么对你来说都成为一个问题，都成为一个拦阻。
No matter if your heart is cold, no matter what kind of way to encourage you to visit, it's always a problem there.
第三点，我们常常忘记为我们所支持的宣道士来祷告。
The third aspect is that when we support some missionaries, but we always forget to pray for them.
我们有一点奉献在经济上来支持这些宣道士。
Financially, we have supported them with some money.
那么当我们奉献过了以后，好像我们已经尽了责任。
After we send out the offering, we feel that we have done our job.
我常常听到宣道的弟兄姊妹跟我讲，
I often hear the missionaries told me,
我们在这个外面最需要的不是你们的金钱。
When we preach gospel outside, the thing we need the most is not the money,
是你们的祷告跟你们不时的关怀。
It's your praying and your seasonal support, caring.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我相信他们所讲的是真心的话。
Brothers and sisters, I believe what they say is true.
我常常也觉得很亏欠主。
I feel that I really fall short for this matter.
没有常常跟我们这些宣道的弟兄姊妹去这个通信。
I very seldom I have communication with our missionaries.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这些地方都反映出我们对于传福音的负担有多少。
So all these points reflect how much zeal we have about the matter of preaching gospel.
第二个，我觉得我们教会的缺陷的地方。
The second part that I feel that we are lacking.
那么第一个就是缺乏普遍传福音的热心啊。
Because the first one is that we are lacking of a general zeal for preaching the gospel.
第二个主要的缺陷就是我们教会受到主的感动而愿意献身全时间传道或者做宣道士的人太少。
Is in our church there are two feel that they are touched by the Holy Spirit and are willing to commit themselves totally to preach the gospel and to be the missionaries.
我看到一些很这个传福音很有热心的那些教会。
I have seen a lot of church, they really have a zeal to preach gospel.
那些爱主蒙主祝福的教会。
Those who love the Lord and also blessed by our Lord.
不但在宣道的事工上，他们的奉献是特别的富庶。
Not only they offer a lot in the missionaries' work.
他们也不断的有教会里面的弟兄姊妹投身到了宣道的事工上。
And in the church, they will have some brothers and sisters committed their life to go to be the missionaries.
我很盼望我们教会的年轻的这一辈有人能够愿意响应主的呼召。
I really hope that our younger generation in our church will respond to God's calling.
我并不是讲年龄大的就不要响应。
I'm not saying that if you're a little older, you do not have to respond to God's calling.
邝弟兄夫妇他们六十几岁还在外面做宣道的事工。
Brother Kwong and Sister Kwong, they are in their 60s, but still went out as missionaries.
但是我觉得那种宣道的事工对于年轻人来讲可能更为合适。
But I feel the missionaries' work, the youth will be more appropriate to do.
那么我们现在到第四个原则。
And we come to the fourth principle.
顺从圣灵的带领。
To be obedient to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我相信我们的教会有时候被人家讲我们不相信圣灵。
I think our church sometimes are criticized that we do not believe in Holy Spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们是绝对相信圣灵的。
Brothers and sisters, we do believe the Holy Spirit.
凡是圣经上所讲的关于圣灵的事，我们绝对的相信。
Whatever said in the Bible concerning the Holy Spirit, we absolutely believe it.
圣经里面讲的每一个字，每一句话，我们都相信是真理。
Every word in the Bible, every sentence in the Bible, we believe is the truth.
我们所不相信的，就是一些个人的一些古古怪怪的经历，我们要怀疑。
Something we do not believe or we have some doubts is some kind of personal odd experiences. We should have some doubt.
圣灵跟教会的关系是十分的密切。
There is a very close relationship between the Holy Spirit and the church.
说老实话，离开了圣灵，我们就没有办法谈教会。
As a matter of fact, we cannot talk about church apart from Holy Spirit.
我们可以说教会是从圣灵生的。
We can say that church come from the Holy Spirit. They give birth to a church.
因为教会的开始是在五旬节圣灵降临的时候开始的。
Because the starting of a church is at the Pentecost when the Holy Spirit shower of down.
整本的使徒行传可以称作圣灵的行传。
The whole book of Acts, you can call it the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
今天圣灵同样在教会里的带领做工。
Today, the Holy Spirit is still working and leading.
只不过在今天，圣灵在教会里头那种工作的方式有所改变。
The only difference is the Holy Spirit, maybe the method of doing is a little bit different.
并不是圣灵改变的。
It's not the Holy Spirit has been changed.
而是因为今天我们已经有了全本的圣经，神全部的启示。
Just because today we have the whole Bible and the whole revelation of God.
这本圣经是神的话。
This Bible is the Word of God.
这本圣经讲出神的心意跟神所有的教训。
This Bible tells us all the desire of God and all His teaching.
所以今天圣灵不需要用一些外在的一些工作来向神的儿女启示。
Today we do not need some external or work of the Holy Spirit to reveal to us.
但是在必要的情况之下，圣灵仍旧做一种超自然的工作。
But under a very needy situation or emergencies, the Holy Spirit still give a supernatural work.
我们常常听到那些宣教的弟兄姊妹们，他们到穷乡僻壤去传福音的时候。
We often hear some missionaries went to a very remote area.
主或者圣灵怎么样子奇妙的医治了他们的疾病。
How the Holy Spirit have healed all their diseases?
怎么样子圣灵很奇妙的保守了他们的安全。
How the Holy Spirit have kept their safety miraculously?
在我们今天所处的环境，圣灵不一定要来医治我们的头疼。
In our condition, the Holy Spirit does not have to heal our headache.
我相信每一个人的家里头都有 Tylenol, Aspirin 这一类的东西。
Because we all have Tylenol and Aspirin.
所以你有点伤风头疼，你不要等在那里等圣灵来跟你按手什么的。
So when you have a cold, you do not have to wait and get the Holy Spirit to lay hand on you.
哥林多前书十二章十一节。
In First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11.
我觉得为了慎重起见，我们还是把神的话翻出来看好了。
Because of
哥林多前书十二章十一节，我现在用这个英文中文的这个对照的。
First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11.
十二章十一节。讲这一切都是这位圣灵所运行，随己意分给个人的。
But all this work is that one and the selfsame spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will.
这里是讲到圣灵按照他自己的意思分给个人的恩赐。
Here tells us.That the Holy Spirit, according to His own will, give us different spiritual gifts.
我们再看加拉太书第五章二十五节。
Let's read Galatians chapter 5, verse 25.
第五章二十五节。他说：“我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵来行事。”
If we live in the Spirit.Let us also walk in the Spirit.
那我们再看约翰福音十六章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 16.
约翰福音16章13节跟14节。
John 16, verse 13 and 14.
这是主耶稣基督的话。 他说只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。Verse
13, how bad when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come.
14节，他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。
Verse 14, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you.
所以主耶稣基督在讲，他说，哎，圣灵的工作。 是要荣耀基督的。
So the Bible tells us the work of the Holy Spirit is to glorify Christ.
所谓荣耀基督，就是要让所有的人都来信奉、遵从主耶稣。
Talking about glorifying our Lord is to let every man come to believe in Jesus Christ and obedient to Him.
所以圣灵 要教导我们，让我们明白神的话。
So the Holy Spirit will teach us so that we will understand the Word of God.
因此上，今天圣灵在教会你的所做一件最重要的工作。
That's why the most important thing the Holy Spirit is working in His church.
就是带领我们明白神的话。
Is to lead us to understand the Word of God.
特别教导我们怎么样子把主的话、把主的教训适用在我们生活里头。
Especially teach us how can we apply His word in our daily life.
我们昨天说，在教会里头遵从基督为头的这个实施的方法之一，就是要顺从圣灵的带领。
Last night we said when we practice that our Lord is the head of the church, there are two ways to in practicing. First is that we should obey the leading of the Holy Spirit.
若是我们顺从圣灵的带领，我们很自然的就会尊主耶稣基督为头。
If we obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit, very naturally we will regard our Lord as the head of this church.
因为圣灵他的目的就是要荣耀主。
Because the goal of the Holy Spirit, His work is to glorify Christ.
那么我们怎么样子在侍奉上来顺从圣灵呢？
Now, how can we obey the Holy Spirit in our service then?
很明显的，这是一个极大的一个题目。
It is a very great topic to talk about.
我们在这里没有时间，说是花几个钟点来讨论这个问题。
We cannot spend a few hours to discuss about this problem.
那么今天我只想举出两个具体的例子来说明这件事。
I'd like to explain this with the two very concrete examples.
是这两个例子是我们教会的例子。
This two example is also happen in our church.
第一，我觉得若是我们顺从圣灵的带领，我们就会耐心的等候神的时刻。First,
if we are obedient to the Holy Spirit's guidance, we will be patient waiting for God's time to come.
一个教会的同工 应该是同感于一灵的。
All the workers of church should be touched by the Holy Spirit with the same spirit.
那么既然同感于一灵，他们就该在每一件的事情上都有相同的意见。
Since they are touched by the same spirit, in everything they should have the same opinion.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，昨天我讲 这些原则在细节上，我们的同工也许跟我有不同的看法。
Last time I mentioned when we do things in details, maybe the other workers have some different opinion with mine.
跟我这里所讲的并不冲突。
This has no conflict with what I'm saying here.
等一下，你们就会看得出来。
You will understand later on.
那么我们在这里所说的事情，不是讲到一些小事。
Here I said a certain thing is not some trivial matters.
啊，好像这个我们现在要不要这个来点咖啡 donut？
Something talk about should we have some coffee and donuts？
那也许有些弟兄姊妹们说，哎，早该有那咖啡 donut， 我肚子都饿了啊。
Because some brothers and sisters feel that we should have donuts and coffee because I'm hungry.
这一些的事情，我们不必要同感一灵。
Things like that, we do not have to be touched by the same spirit.
我所说的这件事，这种的事情，是值得同工们一同商讨的事情。
I'm talking a certain thing. These are the things worth our discussion and have the same opinion.
比方说，我们啊，要不要来有一个布道会？
For instance, should we have the one evangelistic meeting?
是什么时候开这个布道会？
What time should we have it?
请谁来讲道？
Whom should we invite to be the speaker?
那么在这种情况之下，同工们就要聚集在一起讨论。
In a situation like that, all the workers gather together to discuss about it.
在这个时候，你就会听说许许多多不同的意见。
At this time, you will hear different opinions will utter.
但是很奇妙的，这许许多多不同的意见，等一下，通通消失了，只有一个意见。
Very marvelously, after a little while, all the different opinions will have only one opinion.
所以我讲，这个有许多弟兄姊妹跟我意见不同，但是当我们来做事的时候，我们就可以把那种不同的看法，大家能够慢慢慢慢的消除。
I said sometimes brothers and sisters they may have different opinion, but when we work, we will eliminate all the different opinions.
这是圣灵很奇妙的工作。
This is the marvelous work of the Holy Spirit.
好了，假如弟兄姊妹的同工们意见不能够相同怎么办？
When brothers and sisters they cannot have the same opinion, then what should we do?
我觉得同工们意见所以在某一件事情上不同有两个可能。
When we have a different opinion, there must be two possibilities.
第一个可能就根本不是主的心意。
First possibility, this is not the will of God.
第二个可能就是虽然是主的心意，但是主的时刻还没有到。
The second possibility is it is the will of God, but the time is not here yet.
我们在教会里的常常看到有一些弟兄姊妹，他们这个在圣灵那里的领受比其他的弟兄姊妹要快。
In church, we feel that some brothers and sisters, they are more sensitive to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我相信那些弟兄姊妹们，他们在圣灵面前也是追求的比较的热切。
I think those brothers and sisters, they seek the Lord very diligently.
他们与主的关系可能也是比较的亲密。
Maybe their relationship with the Lord is a little bit closer.
那么假如我们的意见不同怎么办？
When we cannot have the same opinion, then what should we do?
我们就同工们应该一同在主的面前祷告。
Then all the workers should come to the Lord to pray together.
研究。
To discuss about it, study about it.
为什么你有那样子的意见？为什么我有这样子的看法？
Why you have your opinion, why I have mine. Way of looking at it.
一直等到所有的同工都有相同的看法，然后我们再去着手来做。
Until all of the workers have the same opinion, then we will take action.
那么在我们买这个教堂的这件事上，我觉得很能够代表啊我们的这一种看法。
When we buy this church, really is a good example for this kind of practice.
我们在那个 Northern Hill Bible Chapel 聚会了有14年。
We have met in Northern Hills Bible Chapel for 14 years.
后来有人有感动，觉得我们应该要有自己的地方。
Later on, some brothers and sisters, they feel that we should have our own place to meet.
可是当时我记得反对的人差不多有一半。
But I remember at the beginning, the person object to this opinion about half of them.
那他们也有许多很好的理由。
They also have some very good reasons.
我们很感谢赞美主，在我们教会里头，我们在意见不投的时候，不是吵架的。
I really thank the Lord and praise God. Every time when we have different opinion, we do not fight to each other.
那么我们大家就说，我们一同在主的面前祷告。
We said to ourselves, let us all pray before the Lord.
我们就很奇妙的看到圣灵在我们当中的工作。
Very miraculously, the Holy Spirit started working among us.
我们就看见那些反对的人越来越少。
Then the person who rejected it getting less and less.
最后，当我们来买这个教堂的时候，
By the time when we bought this church building,
我们所有的弟兄姊妹们都有感动，说这是神给我们的地方。
Now, all the brothers and sisters have a unanimous agreement. This is the place we should buy.
所以当我们耐心等候神的时刻的时候，这是我们顺从圣灵带领的一个很明确的一个例证。
So when we wait upon the Lord for His time, this is a very good example that we have a heart to be obedient to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们从教会一开始的时候就立下了一个原则。
When this church started, we have this principle.
凡是教会里面重大的事件，必须要得到所有同工一同来赞成。
Anything happen with a great importance, we need a unanimous agreement among our workers.
只要有一位弟兄，他是真心诚意的。有绝对的理由来反对。
If any one brother, if he is sincere, have reason to object to that matter,
我们为着他的缘故要等候。
Because of that one brother, we are willing to wait.
等到他与我们有同样的看法，然后我们去行事。
Until he has the same opinion with ours, then we start to work.
几天前我去看望一位从外地来的传道人。
A few days ago, I visited a preacher from out of town.
我很诧异，他问了我一个问题。
I was very surprised. He asked me a question.
他说：“哎，朱长老，你们教会里的是不是现在还是坚持所有做事必须要同工们有相同的意见呢？”
He said, Brother Chu, in your church, do you still insist in the principle that all the workers should have a unanimous opinion?
我说我们还在靠着主的恩典在这样子的事情。
I told him, by the grace of God, we're still doing it.
他说感谢主，这太好。
He said, really thank the Lord, it is so wonderful.
弟兄姊妹们，我觉得这是我们教会的一个很宝贵的传统。
Brothers and sisters, I think this is a very precious tradition in our church.
因为这是顺从圣灵的一个很具体的一个表现。
because this is a manifestation that we are obedient to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我觉得我们应该要珍惜这个传统，要持守这个传统。
I think we should treasure this tradition and continue to keep it.
不要让任何人的血气来破坏这个传统。
Don't let anybody's fleshly opinion to destroy this tradition.
第二个例子就是教会同工的侍奉都是凭着负担跟恩赐。
The second example is all the workers when they serve is based on their burden and also their spiritual gifts.
信徒的负担跟恩赐是圣灵随着旨意分给个人的。
The burden and spiritual gifts is given to us according to God's will.
我们刚才在哥林多前书二章十一节里面已经读过了。
We just read from First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11.
我们在教会做带领的弟兄姊妹们，可以去发掘他的恩赐，提醒他的恩赐，指出他的恩赐来。
The brothers who is leading the church can discover their some brothers' gifts and remind it to him what his gifts is.
但是我们不去勉强人来侍奉。
But we do not force anybody to serve the Lord.
因为我们觉得他的负担也是从圣灵来的。
Because we believe the burden comes from the Lord.
因为这个缘故，所以我们就不太在乎某一件工作一时没有人来做。
Because of this reason,If a job does not have a person to perform it, we do not really too nervous about it.
许多教会它有了一个很这个强硬的一种组织。
Some church, they have a very strong organization.
那么他看到这个地方有一个空隙，那么他就必须要随便找一个人来填补这个空隙。
Because in certain job, if there's a vacancy, they always find somebody else to replace that vacancy.
我们不愿意这样子做。
We are not willing to do that.
我们觉得既然在这个时候没有一个有负担有恩赐的人来做，我们就把它放在这个地方。
At this time, if there's no person who has burden or have gifts to do this, we just let it put there.
我们为这件事情去祷告。
And we pray for this matter.
求圣灵兴起或者建立有合适的弟兄姊妹来在这一方面侍奉。
We pray to the Lord that he will raise up or establish some other brother or sister to take this place.
我们相信天人的才能跟圣灵的恩赐是有分别的。
We do believe there is a difference from natural talent and spiritual gifts.
也许有人问朱弟兄，到底这个天然的才能跟圣灵的恩赐分别在什么地方？
Maybe you ask Brother Chu, what is the difference between natural talents and spiritual gifts?
我觉得一个最明显的、一个最简单的答案就是，圣灵的恩赐是有圣灵的工作的。
The simple answer is,The spiritual gifts has the work of the Holy Spirit.
一个天然的才能没有加上圣灵的奇妙的工作。
A natural talent does not have the work of the Holy Spirit.
因此上，天然的才能是不该用在侍奉神的上面。
Because of that, a natural talent should not be used in serving God.
一个会讲话的人不一定就是神所要用来传道的人。
A person who is very talkative doesn't mean that God will use him or her to preach for him.
因为我们看到许多不太会讲话的人，他倒是很有能力恩赐的传道人。
Because we have seen a lot of thatperson who does not have any eloquence, but when they preach with power.
所以我们相信一个天然的才能并不证明就是神圣灵所给的恩赐。
So a natural talent does not prove it is necessarily the spiritual gift.
但是圣灵也常常使用一个人天然的才能成为一个人的恩赐。
But very often the Holy Spirit will use our natural talent to become a spiritual gift.
问题，你的才能有没有经过圣灵的工作？
The problem is, have you really
感动，就是神要你来教书，你也愿意顺从圣灵的带领，在神的面前求神赐给你的能力，你就很奇妙的会发现，也许你真的有恩赐。
If you feel the Holy Spirit is leading you to teach and you are willing to serve God that way and ask God to help you in that aspect, maybe you will discover indeed you have that gift.
此外，我们觉得训练虽然有的时候可以帮助恩赐的发展。
Sometimes training, we feel that it will help us to develop our spiritual gift.
也许能够显明一个人的恩赐。
And also will discover some of our spiritual gifts.
但是训练不能够制造恩赐。
But I feel that training cannot produce spiritual gifts.
所以我们对训练应该有一个很正确的一个评价。
So we should have an accurate perspective of our training program.
有人以为受受主日学教师的训练就可以教主日学。
Some people feel that if you are trained in a Sunday school teacher's training, you can teach Sunday school.
我不相信。
I do not believe it.
我相信一个人他有教师的恩赐是从圣灵来的。
I believe a person have the gift of teaching comes from the Lord.
许多时候训练能够让这个恩赐有机会表明出来。
In training, we can discover this spiritual gift.
许多时候训练可以让这个恩赐能够更refine 就是更有用。
Sometimes the spiritual gift that we have can be refined.
但是你假如没有这样子的恩赐训练，不能够给你。
But if you do not have this spiritual gift, training will not produce a gift.
那同样的理由，我们不主张执事有固定的名额，有固定的任期。
By the same reason, we do not believe that deacons should have a set term or a set number.
我们不要说是建立一个固定名额的执事们。
We do not have to set up a certain number of deacons in our church.
我们觉得谁符合了提摩太前书三章里面那个执事的资格，就应该被按立为执事。
Whoever who is qualified, all the qualifications mentioned in 1 Timothy chapter 3, then they can be deacons.
假如主的恩典给我们这个小的教会有50位能够符合了那执事的资格的话，我们就应该有50位的执事。
If by the grace of God in our church have 50 people who are qualified to be deacons, then we should have 50 deacons.
至于一个执事的任期
The term of a deacon
我们现在主张是用每年审核的一个方法。
We all agree that we should each year review it.
每年执事到了那个时候可以自动的请求休息。
Every year at that time, the deacons, they can voluntarily ask for a rest.
或者被邀请休息。
Maybe they will be asked to have a rest.
到目前我们还没有来那个邀请人来休息。
Until today, we have not asked our deacons to rest yet.
但是我也觉得我们教会有的时候也应该要执行这样子的一种方法。
But I feel that in our church should practice this principle too.
执事同工们的产生，我们不采取公开选举的方式。
The deacons and the workers, how we have them, we do not use public election.
因为公开的选举的方式绝对不适用于在教会里。
We feel that public election definitely is not a way you should practice in church.
除非就是我们能够肯定所有在选举的弟兄姊妹们都是主内的弟兄姊妹。
Unless we feel that all the elected members, they are brothers and sisters in the Lord.
你不要以为朱长老讲这个话有语病。
Don't you think I'm saying that I have some problems in my talking?
我这样子说是表明在教会里头有许许多多自称是我们弟兄姊妹，其实不是真正弟兄姊妹。
Saying that because a lot of brothers and sisters, they claim they are brothers and sisters, actually they are not.
所以我们不采取一种公共的选举。
That's why we do not use the way of a public election.
一种公开的选举，钱多的人、地位高的人、常常笑的人就会被选上。
If we use public election, if you're rich, you have a high position, you always smile, you will be elected.
你那个人很严肃的人，不大讨人喜欢的人，就没有人选你。
If you are very serious, you are not very pleasant, usually not many people elect you.
我觉得这个不是我们选或者说印证一个执事的一个适当的方式。
Do not think this is election is a very good way.
因为执事或者长老的产生是圣灵的拣选。
Because deacons and elders, they are the election of the Holy Spirit.
人只不过来印证圣灵的工作而已。
Human being can only witness together. This is indeed the election of God.
因此上，我们在执事的产生这件事上，我们用长老来提名。
Because of that reason, when we elect deacons, the elders will nominate.
然后同工们来印证。
And the workers will witness together.
然后本人来同意。
And the person himself has to agree on it.
最后会众来认可。
And finally, the old congregation will give permission to do that.
因为圣经上告诉我们，一个人若是在教会里头要做带领的工作，必须要在所有的人面前都有一个相当好的名声。
Because we believe that if a person who will be leading in the church, he must have a good name.
所以最后要让所有的弟兄姊妹朋友们都有机会讲，这个人不够资格。
So we do leave opportunity for all congregation to have opportunity to say he's not qualified.
假如他们能够提出实际的证据。
If they can give an actual reason to prove it,
教会是要听从的。
The church will listen to it.
所以我觉得在这件事情上，我们这样子的做法就尽量的消除了许许多多人为的因素。
When we do this, we can eliminate a lot of the human factors.
也许地上只能说，长老们提名。长老们就知道。
You ask all the elders were nominated. How much the elders know?
那么假如你要这样子抬杠的话，那我就要这样子讲。
If you really want to be so critical, then I have to tell you that.
你相不相信长老们在灵命上应该 要比普通的弟兄姊妹们要高一点。
Do you really believe the elders in their spiritual life is a little bit more mature?
你相不相信这些人他在做任何的事情都明白要在神的面前要负责任？
Do you believe that everything they do, they have to be held accountable before God?
假如你能够接受这两点的话，我觉得让他们来提名比让一些人来选举要安全得多。
If you believe that two principles, I think it'd be much safer to allow them to nominate it than to let the public to elect them.
他们应该能够知道圣灵的工作。
Because they should know the work of the Holy Spirit.
当然，人世间没有一个十全十美的制度。
Of course, there's no perfect principles in this world.
我们只能够在许许多多人的制度里头找一个最合乎神心意的来做。
Among all the systems and principles, we can only try our best to find the best way to do it.
你晓得吧，弟兄姊妹们，在今天这个时候，神的这个荣耀，神的完全都受到了人这个欠缺的一个限制。
Friend, sister, do you know the glory of God and the perfection of God really is limited by our human beings?
这是一件很可惜的事情，但是我们必须要接受这个是现实。
It is a very sad thing, but we have to accept this fact.
下面还有两点，我们必须要快一点。
We have to hurry for the following.
第五个原则就是相信一切的能力是出乎神。
We do believe all the power and the strength comes from the Lord.
诗篇第62:11里头说，能力出乎神。
Psalm 62:11 said, "The power belongs unto God."
我们在教会里头所侍奉的。一个真正的对象是神。
When we serve in church, the object we serve is God Himself.
虽然我们在侍奉人，但是事实上我们是侍奉神。
Even though we're serving man, but actually we're serving God.
你在接待从外面来的那些朋友们，虽然好像你在接待他。
When you receive a Christian from out of town, even though you're receiving that person,
其实你也在侍奉神。
Actually, you're serving God.
所以我盼望我们所招待的弟兄姊妹们知道，你们的这一份的侍奉是一个很重要的侍奉。
So I hope those who receive out of town guests.This is a very important service.
我觉得你们在你们的这个侍奉上也要忠心，也要做得完全。
In this service, you should be faithful and perfect.
我希望你不要觉得自己很可怜，大家都坐着人，你站在外面。
You should not feel that you're so poor. Everybody sit here, but you stand outside.
我觉得我们应该以能侍奉神。为喜乐，为荣耀。
We should be joyful and feel glorified with you in order be able to serve God.
无论做什么事情，侍奉神的事情，都是荣耀的事。
Whatever we do to serve God is a glorious thing.
我们既是在教会里的侍奉的对象是神，那就要按照神的心意，使用神的方法。来侍奉他。
Since our object to serve is God Himself, so when we serve Him, we should serve according to His desire and according to His way.
旧约利未记第十章第一节第二节里头告诉我们一件事。
In Old Testament Leviticus chapter 10 verse 1 and 2 tell us one thing.
讲到大祭司亚伦的两个儿子。
Talk about the high priest Aaron and his two sons.
一个叫拿达，一个叫亚比户。
One is Nadab, the other is Abihu.
他 他们应作现在耶和华的面前，现在反火就被耶和华当场击杀，用火烧死。
Because they offer strange fires before the Lord, and which was not commanded by God, immediately they were stricken to death.
什么叫做反火？
What is a strange fire?
就是神没有吩咐的那种火，叫做反火。
Which the Lord have not commanded them to do is a strange fire.
你自己决定要用的那个火，叫做反火。
The fire you determine yourself to do it, that's strange fire.
那么这件事就告诉我们，神不喜欢我们用自己的意识跟自己的方法来侍奉他。
Here tells us the Lord displeases that we serve him with our own way and our own desire.
那这样的例子在圣经里头是很多很多的。
There are a lot of examples in the Bible tells us so.
那么我们怎么样子才是用神的方法或神的心意，用神的力量来侍奉呢？
Then what can we call that we serve the Lord according to His desire with His method and use His strength?
我觉得只有一个方法，就是凡事先借着祷告带到主的面前来。
I think one important way is everything we bring to the Lord and pray to Him first.
求神在这件事情上显明他的旨意。
Ask the Lord will reveal His desire in this matter.
赐下能力让我们来服从。
And ask Him to give us strength to do it.
这样子呢，我们人的一个问题是过于相信跟依靠自己。
Brothers and sisters, our problem is that we are overconfident upon our own ability and trust ourselves.
我们相信我们的智慧，相信我们的能力。
We believe, we trust our own wisdom and our own ability.
约翰福音十五章第五节，主耶稣说了这样子的话。
In John 15, verse 5, the Lord Jesus said,
离了我，你们就什么都不能做。
He said,Without me, you cannot do anything.
我觉得我们做神儿女的人许多时候不相信这句话。
I feel that some God's children does not believe that.
假如我们相信这句话，我们就不敢，我们也不要去用自己的方法，用自己的力量来侍奉神。
If we do believe this word,then we dare not to use our own desire, our own way to serve them.
至于我们要什么时候才祷告？
As for when should we pray about it?
我们只要去看看当年主耶稣在世上的榜样。
We just look at the example of our Lord Jesus Christ when he was on earth.
他是神，但是他每到一个重大的决定，他就横切的昼夜在父的面前祷告。
He is God, yet every time facing an important issue, he will be zealously and constantly pray to his Father.
我相信主向父祷告，倒不在乎求神给他能力，而是心里面有一个迫切要跟神亲近那种约望、愿望。
I think when our Lord prayed to his Father, not necessarily he would ask God to give him power. I think he really has a very strong desire to be close to his Father.
我们若是不跟主亲近，怎么能够明白他的心意？怎么能够从他那里得力来侍奉？
If we are not even close to this Father, how can we understand His will? How can we have strength to serve Him?
我们再看看初期教会的那个榜样。
Let us also look at the example in the early church.
我们在使徒行传里面不断看到祷告的聚会。
In the book of Acts, we see open and they have a lot of prayer meetings.
遇到困难，他们聚集在一起求告神。
Every time when they have problems, they meet together and pray to God.
看到主的荣耀，他们聚在一起赞美神。
When they see the glory of God, they gather together and praise God.
没有事情的时候，他们聚集在一起，借着祷告。
When there's nothing to pray, they gather together to be close to the Father.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我实在盼望我们的教会有一天是一个名副其实的这个祷告的教会。
Brothers and sisters, I really hope that one day our church is a true praying church.
我在外面看到许许多多的教会。
I see a lot of church outside.
我看到一个真正一些真正蒙福的教会都是祷告的教会。
And I see many blessed churches. They are all praying churches.
许多的教会连一个名这个只有虚有其名的祷告会都没有的。
Some churches not even have superficial prayer meetings.
你走到他们中间去，你就觉不觉得你回到了家里，你到了弟兄姊妹的当中。
When you walk into their church, you don't even feel that you come to your family.
我们这个教会从前是个比较愿意祷告的教会。
Our church before we were much more willing to pray.
我从前记得有一段时间，每一个礼拜六，我们这些同工们都聚集在一起祷告。
I remember there was a time every Saturday morning, all the workers were gathered together to pray.
我觉得那一段时间是我们教会最美的一段时间。
I feel that was a period of time was the most beautiful time.
没有一件什么事情，我们就聚集在一起，很急的祷告。
Every time we face a special issue, we gather together and pray for it.
我们祷告并不是觉得我们没有办法来做这些事情。
We pray not because we could not do it.
我们只是觉得我们太软弱，我们不晓得神的旨意，我们要来亲近神，要来明白他要我们怎么做。
We just feel that we were too weak. We want to know the will of God and ask Him to show us how to do it.
我们因为觉得软弱，我们需要神。
Because we felt that we are weak, we needed God.
如今，我觉得我们教会不太祷告。
Today, I feel that our church does not pray too much.
可能我们觉得今天我们比从前强多了。
Maybe we feel that today we are much stronger than before.
我想起哥林多后书十二章第十节保罗的那句话。
Remind me this Second Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. Paul said.
那个下半节保罗说：“我什么时候软弱，什么时候有刚强。”
Paul said, when I am weak, then am I strong.
所以我觉得我们今天在表面上也许比从前成熟了，壮大了。
Today, you may say externally, we may seem to be a little stronger and larger.
事实上，我们从前比现在更刚强。
As a matter of fact, we were much stronger before.
因为在那个时候，我们依靠主，我们亲近。
Because at that time we depend on God, and we always were so close to the Lord.
但是我也感谢主，我们教会在过去这一年来在祷告方面有很明显的进步。
But I also thank the Lord for the past year. that we have a great improvement in our praying life.
我看到弟兄姊妹们开始认识了祷告的重要。
I discovered that brothers and sisters, they have seen the importance of praying.
特别是我们姊妹们。
Especially our sisters.
我常常觉得我们教会真正的力量的这个支持是我们姊妹的祷告会。
I often feel that the power really supporting our church is the sisters praying.
我们教会的弟兄们特别甚至和侍奉的弟兄们不常祷告。
The brothers in our church, especially those serving brothers, they do not pray too often.
大家做事做得很好，就是祷告只不过是一种好像表面的文章。
They really work very well, but in their praying is just a superficial action.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我没有任何责备的意思。
Brothers and sisters, I have no intention to rebuke you.
因为我自己也是教会的同工之一。
Because I myself is one of the workers.
因为我自己在这一方面，我也要接受弟兄姊妹们的责备。
Because I myself should receive the criticism from you all.
所以我可以很坦然的在弟兄的姊妹的面前讲这样子的话。
That's why I can really frankly tell you this.
我觉得我们的教会在目前有许许多多的难处，不太进步。这个同工弟兄姊妹们不祷告，这是很大的一个因素。
I feel that the church is not really improved tremendously. Lacking of praying is one of the main reasons.
第六个原则就是相信主权在神。
The sixth principle is that we believe that God has the sovereignty.
以赛亚书四十三章十三节。
In Isaiah chapter 43, verse 13.
我们没有时间去读，请弟兄姊妹自己读。耶和华说，他是唯一的真神。
The Lord said, I am the only true God.
他是万有的主宰。
And he is the Lord of everything.
新约里头，主耶稣也多次的说明神对他儿女的钟爱。
The Bible many times tells us how the Lord loves his children.
假如你把这两件事情加在一起的话，
If you combine these two things together,
你就知道神他是愿意保守我们教会的。
Then you will understand the Lord is willing to protect our church.
而且他也能够保守我们教会的。
And he can protect our church.
同时他也要赐福给我们教会的。
He wants to give blessing to our church.
但是他赐福给我们的时候，是我们忠心信靠他的时候。
And when he blesses us, is the time when we are faithful and trusting him.
是我们相信他是唯一的真神，万有的主宰的时候。
It's the time when we believe in he is the only God and he is the sovereign God in this universe.
我觉得在教会里头或者在我们生活当中，我们一个最重要的一个认识就是神他是一切的主宰。
When we do everything in church, a very important thing is to believe God, he is the overruler.
并且相信这一位万有全能的神他爱我。
Also believe this almighty GodHe loves me.
他要把最好的给我。
He wants to give me the best.
有了这两个条件，我们就没有任何的惧怕。
When we understand this, then we have no fear at all.
那么我们怎么样子来信靠这位神呢？
Now how can we trust this God?
第一，我们做事情要凭着信心， 不要凭着眼见。
First, when we do everything, we should do it by faith, not by sight.
我觉得在这一方面，我们教会有一些的事情是按照这个原则在做的。
I believe in our church, a lot of things we're doing according to this principle.
许多时候，当我们物质条件不够的时候，我们确实觉得主有这样子的带领，我们还是决定去做了。
A lot of time when our financial condition is not sufficient, but we feel the Lord is leading us, then we went ahead and do it.
不是有了十块钱就做十块钱的事情。
It's not when we have $10, then we do $10 shop.
你也不是有了十块钱，用着十块钱去做这个张开门去做那些比较大一点的事情。
It's not that when we have $10, use it as a down payment and do some greater job.
而是相信，凡是神他所带领的，他必定给我们的供应。
We do believe if this thing is led by God and He will supply.
所以，我们教会里头到目前为止没有一个预算。
That's why until today we do not have the budget.
Here. 我们相信神是拥有万有的。
We do believe God, He owns everything.
当然，并不证明说我们教会里面要做什么就有什么。
Of course, it doesn't prove that we can do everything what we want.
但是我们相信，若是神要我们做一件事情，神一定有适当的供应。
But we do believe if God wants us to do certain things, and He will supply for all the needs.
不要眼睛看见，手上拿着的，才说我们可以做。
We should not do what we have in our hands. Then this is the thing we can do it.
那你管你自己的财政的时候，你应该这样。
When you rule your own financial, pocket, you should do that.
不要一天到晚到外面去要借钱的，你爸用了车用。
Should not borrow a lot of money then spend it.
那个不是你的信心。
That's not your faith.
但是在教会里头，这是一个圣灵的原则。
But in church, this is a spiritual principle.
并不是讲到说我们教会可以出去这个信用高，可以借大批的钱。
I'm not saying we have the credit that we can borrow a lot of money.
而是神自然很奇妙的会来供应。
Only talking about the Lord will miraculously supply anything according to His will.
在我们对宣道士的支持上，以及在夏令会的收费这些的，在许多的大事小事上，都看得到我们遵守这个原则。
When we support our missionaries and the expenses in a retreat, we all see that this principle has proved to be true.
第二，我们专门要取悦神。
The second is we should concentrate on pleasing God.
因此上，为了要有一个分别的生活。
Because of that, we should have a separated life, consecrated life.
我们就不惜来得罪一些人。
Sometimes we may have to offend somebody.
许多人希望我们用这个教堂能够来做一些慈善娱乐的事情。
Some people like for us to use this church to do some merciful enjoyment work.
我们并不是说那些事情不好。
We are not saying those things are bad.
也不是说我们人格高尚，那些事情不学去做。
It's not saying that we have a super character. We do not do things like that.
但是我们做侍奉神的事情，一定要圣洁，要跟外面的世界有分别。
But we do believe when we serve this Lord, it has to be holy. We have to be separated with the world.
所以为了取悦神的缘故，我们就不惜有的时候要得罪一些人。
Because we want to please God, sometimes we even have to offend some friends.
第三，我们专心仰望神。
The third is that we will concentrate on looking up to God.
不受环境的影响。
Should not be influenced by our circumstances.
我记得在1976年，我们从 Florida 回来。
I remember in 1976 we came back from Florida.
在那个时候，教会的人数低落得很。
At that time, there was a decline in church members.
特别祷告会的人数已经到了一个可怕的地步。
Especially in the prayer meeting, it was a terrible condition.
那么我们几个同工就聚集在一起。
Then a few workers we gather together.
我们为这件事情祷告。
And we pray for that matter.
直到现在，我记得在那一次，我们大家说。我们要忠心侍奉主。
I still remember that time we said we should serve the Lord with the loyalty.
我们只问耕耘，不问收获。
We will plow diligently, but will not ask them how much harvest we will receive.
纵然其他的人都离去，我们仍要跟随主。
Even everybody will leave us, but we will continue to follow God.
纵然只剩了三个、两个人，我们还是同样的侍奉，同样的信靠。
Even if we only have two or three people, we will continue to trust and believe in this Lord.
很赞美主，我觉得神怜悯了我们那样子的心智。
Really praise the Lord. The Lord had mercy upon our desire before Him.
很快的，不久，我们的人数就慢慢慢慢的去增加。
Very quickly, the numbers were increasing.
最后，我们要在主所给我们的这个份上来尽忠。
We should be faithful on the job the Lord entrusted to us.
我们不去贪多。也不去误大。
We should not be greedy to have too many jobs or want some important jobs.
也许我们教会里的太过于重视这个聚会的地方那些空的座位。
Maybe our church place too much emphasis on the vacant seat in the sanctuary.
因为我们常常啊让那些空的座位。来搅扰我们
because we often allow all these vacant seats annoying us
我们觉得很可惜这么漂亮的座位这么舒服的怎么没有人来坐
we feel it is a pity why we have such a nice seat when nobody will come to sit in there
现在我觉得我们真该注意的却是那些坐在这里的那些人
I feel thatthe person we should really care for are the people who are sitting here.
有一次，有一个年轻的传道人来找这个施布真。
One time there was a young man came to ask Spurgeon.
我们知道施布真他在伦敦的那个聚会大得不得了。
We know that he had a great meeting in London.
那么这个年轻人他就跟施布真讲，他说我这个聚会呀、啊，人太少了。
But that young man said, in my church, we only have a few people.
换句话说，你这里这么多人，我这里稀稀攘攘的几个人。
In other words, that you have so many people here, but in my church is only a few.
施布真很幽默的啊，回答了他这么一句话。
And Spurgeon answered him humorously.
他说，可能啊，你现在所有的这几个人呢、啊？可能就是将来在审判的那一天你能够向主交账的就是这么多
He said well maybe it is as large as you would like to give account for in the day of judgment
换句话说假如神多给了你几个的话你照顾不了了
In other words if God give you a few more people then you have no time to take care of them
神给你多的人是因为他看着说你将来能够为更多的人在他的面前负责任
The reason God gives you more people is that He knows that you can have more people to be held accountable in the judgment seat.
所以我们看到空的座位, 不是要自己想办法把这些座位来填满。
So when we see empty seats, that we should find ways to fill up all these vacancies.
我觉得是应该我们反省的时候。
I think it's a time for us to examine ourselves.
为什么神没有给我们更多的人?
Why the Lord have not given us more people here?
可不可能神给我们的 只不过是我们所能够侍奉负责的就是这么几个呢?
Is it possible that right now that that's the only amount of people we can be handled and that we can be held accountable?
所以一个真正正确的态度不是为着人少而去难过。
So I think that the right attitude is not that we should be sad about that we only have a few people here.
应该为着我们已经有的去竞争。
We should be faithful to the people we have here.
然后到了时候，主自然会加给我们的人数。
When the right time comes, the Lord will increase our numbers.
所以我愿意我们教会那个始终的 忠心的努力的来侍奉主。
That's why I hope our church will continue to be faithful and totally trust in God to serve Him.
成就大的时候, 我们不要去自居功劳。
When we have a lot of accomplishment, we should not take credit for ourselves.
我有的时候看到一些传道人聚在一起, 谈起来你们教会多少人呢?
Sometimes I see preachers together together and ask, how many people you have in your church?
我们教会已经一两千人了。
In our church we have 2,000.
我觉得我们应该问问这一两千人, 我有多少的功夫花在上面?
We should ask ourselves, how much time I have spent on the 2,000 we
have? 假如你觉得你们教会 这样子的人数增多是出乎你的功劳的话, 你就错了。
If you feel that 2,000 members is because of your labor, then you're wrong.
因为人多是主他的工作。
Because to have more people is the work of God.
他给我们更多的人, 是看得起我们, 觉得我们可以来负这个牧养的责任。
To give us more people is that He knows that we can handle more.
我觉得我们应该要心惊胆战地来接受这个责任。
I think we should receive this responsibility with a trembling attitude.
不该是一个庆功的一种情况。
We should not boasting about this is my working result.
从另一个角度来看, 假如我们看不到侍奉上有大的果效呢?
And at the same time, if we see that our work has no great result,
我们也不要气馁。
We should not be discouraged.
因为我们知道主权。
Because we know God has the sovereignty.
一切的事情都在主的手里。
Everything is in God's hand.
问题我们忠不忠心来信靠他来跟随他。
The most important issue is, am I faithful to God? Am I trusting in Him?
最后读两节经文是在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Finally, I'd like to read two verses in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
这是我们常常喜欢读的，我觉得此刻我们应该来读。
These are two verses we all like to read.
三节是16节到18节。
Verse 16 to 18.
主说要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。 因为这是上帝在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。 意。
Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks.